The Omaheke Community Development Foundation, OCDF, is a civil society organization based in Gobabis that spearheads programs to enable and support socioeconomic growth in our communities. In 2018, OCDF started collaborating with Senegos Trust Namibia in helping to establish a civil society alliance around nutrition. Senegos is a global organization that seeks collaboration solutions for lasting social change in issues such as poverty and health related challenges, and has been working in Namibia for over 12 years. The Future Civil Society Alliance will be established as part of the Global Sun Movement. Sun stands for Scaling Up Nutrition and is a vibrant movement of more than 60 countries. The following clip forms part of our efforts to respond to Namibia's crisis and to ensure that every Namibian mother, child, and family is healthy and sufficiently nourished. Now, the question is, what is Senegos? Mr. Len Leroux, one of its managing directors, explained.
So, Senegos is a small global social enterprise, and it has offices in a number of countries across the world. We essentially, as an organization, support organizations or government institutions who are faced with complex problems and require some support to work on these issues. So typically as an organization, we would work alongside any institution, whether it's from the public sector or from civil society or private sector, and work with them around these complex situations. We have a particular methodology or approach that we would apply in a situation like this. And principally, we would work through leadership in organizations.
Nutrition is a global concern, but who identified this issue in Namibia? Mr. Leroux says.
The government chose nutrition. I think I need to be quite clear on this. We're not an organization that is, let's say, issue specific or experts. We are process managers, so we work with various institutions to solve these complex problems. The complexity of malnutrition, the importance of it in Namibia, was identified by our colleagues in the Ministry of Health and by the Prime Minister at that time. So it wasn't something we chose, but it is something that was chosen by our colleagues working in these areas, and they were then able to bring the content knowledge into the conversation. What we could help them with is to build up a platform, to convene people from different sectors to come together, and really to set an agenda of working together on this particular approach. I must say at this point as well is that we had incredible support from UNICEF, particularly in the early days, and constantly actually, in helping work towards building up this platform. So it really was a joint effort between a number of actors that were able to put in place an approach to addressing malnutrition in the country.
Apart from Senegos, who forms part of its stakeholders?
So typically, I'm not a content specialist around nutrition, so I need to be quite careful what I say here. But, I think it really, in the case of addressing the issues related to nutrition, I would rather rephrase it as dealing with malnutrition and undernutrition, as opposed to dealing with nutrition. So our interest in this work has really stemmed from very high prevalence of malnutrition that we have in Namibia, and how we as a country can address nutrition or malnutrition in a cross-sectoral, multi-stakeholder way. And as I've mentioned, I think malnutrition is a very complex condition. It involves many different elements. And this we learned as we went down this journey with our colleagues in the Office of the Prime Minister and the Ministry of Health, exploring the situation of malnutrition in Namibia. Well, I think the purpose of forming this multi-stakeholder platform was really to bring the key actors into one space or into one place under the leadership of the Office of the Prime Minister that could really reach out into the different key stakeholders. So these typically were some of the key government agencies, and this would involve Ministry of Agriculture, Information, obviously Health, bringing in gender. There were a number of, bringing in the area of sanitation. These were all key government agencies, and of course the Office of the Prime Minister, because the Office of the Prime Minister has incredible convening power in government, not only nationally, but also with the regional authorities. So so that was a key actor in this, what we viewed in this multi-stakeholder initiative. Secondly, it brought other agencies, so our multi, organisations such as the UN organisations, civil society, academic institutions, donors, foundations, we could bring them all into one platform. So that was the idea, to bring them together.
Did other stakeholders come on board? Mr. Leroux says.
We were able to convene this group. This was in about 2009 that it was started. It was launched. It had the support of Cabinet and the President at that time to actually act as the coordinating body for nutrition in the country. And it then fulfilled this role, or for many years, to a point now, however, where there are thoughts of making changes around this.
Has Namibia done a lot on food sustainability and security?
So I think the issue of food security is really a pressing one in Namibia, and I would hazard to say that we have probably underachieved in our ability as a nation to actually achieve food security in the country. At some levels we're able to do it, but living in a pretty much in a dry, arid environment, it has not been easy. And if we look at our rural communities and malnutrition in these communities, which tend to be relatively high, my sense would be that we still have a lot of work to do around food security. But just remembering that food security is only one element of malnutrition that has to be addressed. You might achieve some form of food security, but if you don't address issues of clean water, of sanitation, some of the dangers of the first 1,000 days of young children, in terms of being properly nourished and fed and supported, your chances of achieving low malnutrition rates are fairly difficult.
Finally, he concluded by saying,
"Well, I think for me is that, and I always tend to look at it at a slightly elevated viewpoint, is that we're a small country. We have limited resources. At all costs, we need to avoid any forms of duplication, any forms of not being able to work together. It is, I think, totally critical that we bring the sectors together, building partnerships, being able to address common issues, or at least a commonly identified issue, and address it as a common platform, bringing all the resources and skills into one place. I think the moment we start building up a multiplicity of institutional arrangements that try and address nutrition, I think we start it becomes self-defeating. It really, that to me would be, if I had to have a look at addressing the complexity of malnutrition, is we really need to be pulling together to address this issue.
That was Mr. Len Leroux, a managing director at Senecos Trust Namibia, in a project that aims at building a civil society alliance for nutrition in Namibia. We are looking forward to hear more about this project and about nutrition from other people involved. Until next time, goodbye.
This report was produced by Edwin Kamushemo.